And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray back in the studio here with rock god Rick Mexa. And we have Charles Villafana from NOAA here talking all kinds of fisheries issues and fishing with the feds.
We're going over everything, man. I love shows like this. There's so much to cover and so much good info going out. So many great catch reports going on. And if you want to add to the fun, give us a call this morning. Two ways you can reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or 877-792-1090. Not only going to be taking your phone calls, taking all that great information, man, we have such an awesome prize that we're giving away at the end of the show today. And that's a brand new pair of Olakai sandals. It's the Ohana. Very comfortable, water resistant, and quick drying. Perfect for the beach or the boat. And that's courtesy of Olakai Premium Footwear.
Yeah, such awesome sandals. They make the best sandals, and they make unbelievable footwear, too. I literally wear it every day. Whether it's a sandal or a shoe from Olakai, they are the best.
Just in case anybody's curious if that's radio BS, I'm exactly the same. I wear my Olakais. I was always a reef guy, and I said, this is the sandal for me. I bought one pair of Olakais, and I will never buy another pair again. They're awesome. And a good buddy of mine came by the shop, and he said the same thing. He's like, I heard you guys mention these. He said, you BSing me with this? I just told him, try them on and see what you think. And he's like, that's it. I'm buying them. They're not inexpensive, and they are worth every penny.
Absolutely.
They're the best.
They'll last you a very, very, very long time. And speaking of a very long time, a guy who's been with us, helping us out at the Rancho Leonero tournament for a very long time, Dr. Bob Blum is on the line. The doctor is in. Good morning, Dr. Blum.
Hi, Bob.
Good morning. You know, you heard John's talk about how the fishing was slow, but slow is kind of a relative term here because in the 3 days, 13 marlin were caught. In some places, that'd be considered a pretty good result. But 2 years ago, fishing the same 3 days, we got 80 marlin. And the year before, there was like 70.
Yeah, I know. Because it's normally it's a great time of the year, but we just had some bad luck with the weather, right?
Yeah, and the weather was, again, it was rough, but it didn't mean we couldn't fish. What it did mean is we couldn't run offshore like the 25 miles to get out where the tuna were supposed to be. So most of the in the past, the winners were always guys who caught marlin and maybe marlin mixed in with dorado and tuna, but this year was all about the inshore. And the first place team was Team High Karate, Steve and Susan Karate. And Steve had a heck of a day. He caught four roosterfish, a pargo, and four pargo, and pompano. And his biggest pargo was 20.4 pounds.
That's a nice pargo.
And, you know, we were talking about
it was
record.
A Kubera.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, not a Kubera. It was a barred pargo.
Well, they told me it was a dog tooth snapper.
No, it was a barred pargo.
It was a barred pargo. Okay.
Yeah.
Regardless, that's a beautiful fish.
That's a huge barred pargo.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, and there's no record for a barred pargo. So, again, if someone wants a world record, it's available.
How about the Cortez Sea Chub? Has that been...
Yeah, there's a record for that.
Okay,
though. It's a very, very elusive and a very hard to get. You have to run way offshore to get one of those.
Sure, yeah, that's right.
Long range.
Long range. And anyway, they wanted a trip back to the ranch and a day of fishing.
How cool.
And I contacted them, and he said, I already have my room and boat booked for next year. He
fantastic.
Lives up in Santa Rosa. And Pam and Phil took second place. Phil caught the only wahoo, as you said earlier, and he got the $500 check from Rick Jensen at Sport Fishing Financial to the largest dorado and wahoo. And third place went to the Southern Cal Trendsetters, Dave and Scott Williams and Peter Massey. And all the winners.
Bob, we just so happen to have Dave and Scott Williams sitting right here in the studio.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Boys.
Good morning. Yeah, how was that? is it congratulations? This is your first time to the ranch, right? Yeah, yeah. And Adam, can we get this mic turned on, please? How was it? What, I mean, I know it wasn't the best fishing you've ever had or the best weather we've ever experienced at Rancho La Nero, but are you coming back?
I believe so. We'll be back.
Yeah. All right. You
it
came
was
down
nice.
With the whole family and your friend
family.
Peter,
yeah.
And, who works on the Pacific Queen, right?
Oh, cool.
And it was still a fun time, right?
It was great.
Yeah. Nice group of people.
Yeah, it was great. It's like a family atmosphere down there. They just help. Everyone helps each other.
Yeah.
You know, if you're missing something, say, hey, I got this.
Yeah.
You can have this. You can borrow this. We didn't bring a cooler with us, so Phil hooked us up with the cooler.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And your wife had a good time?
Yeah. Actually, it was my beautiful wife, Deanna. It was her 50th birthday party.
Wow. Oh,
birthday,
that's
Deanna.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow. So, happy birthday. Yeah. Well, that's great. And, yeah, and
I want to say all the winners got the trophies, and everybody who participated got a special limited edition T-shirt just for signing up.
Very cool,
cool
T-shirt.
Shirt,
yeah.
Yeah,
isn't that a cool? Yeah, I gave one to Ricky. I brought one back for Ricky and Ryan, and yeah, that's a very cool shirt.
Yeah, and also a $500 check from Dave Brithwaite went to a guy from Cheyenne, Wyoming, named Pat Fleming, for the biggest tuna. But it was only a 19-pound tuna. So next year we got to have some bigger fish,
yeah.
more special fish.
And what caused that was the wind offshore the last 2 days. He caught that the first day because there was quite a significant amount of yellowfin tuna. I know Jenren had a 100-pounder the day before.
Oh, wow.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
The day before and the day after.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I gotta love it.
Yeah.
And the wedding was really fun. You know, I mean, everybody got champagne and wedding cake. It was really very nice. Very sweet. Yeah.
Nice impromptu wedding. Actually, they planned it, but everybody was kind of surprised. Oh, Tom and Ron are getting married under Lou's landing right here.
Right.
So,
I love that.
That
I think
great.
It's so cool.
Well, Bob, thanks for your participation. Of course, our tournament next year is already up and ready to roll. Book your rooms and your boats early, right?
Yeah, we've already booked.
Okay, you're back as the tournament director then.
Oh, goody.
All right. All right.
Bob. Good job, Bob.
Bob Blum. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Bob.
Ray Stuck, you appreciate that very much. All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines,
well,
Rick.
Jam-packed, they definitely are. How about this time we talk to Hills? He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's fairly unique, maybe, that Charles is a fisherman, and it's so great because then he has a he's got a maybe more well-rounded perspective on how it all the species interplay. He's watching it, and just like Steve Crook, a friend of the show, a fishing, you know, back when it was fishing game, he's a biologist. And I wanted to ask Charles about something that's a basic fish that people maybe take for granted, the surf perch. But that's something that you can take a kid and maybe get him his first fish. And here in Ventura, they seem to be fished out right now. And what I was going to ask about is the spawn. How much impact is taking gravid females having? Because the local fish and game guy around here said that they don't enforce releasing a baby, and it doesn't go towards your 10 fish possession. So if you have a bunch of dead babies in your bucket, they're not gonna harass you. But it seems like there should be education or something to ask people to gently release them. Like in the perch derby at Danny's Deli in Carpinteria, it's in the rules that you can't have babies in a weighed-in fish, and they ask you to gently release them. So I'm just wondering if Charles has any insight.
I know that the warden, like you said, that's my understanding of the rule as well, that you wouldn't get in trouble for them. But, it's hard if, I don't really know what the survival is if they are giving birth once they're in a bucket or once they're in your possession. But, you know, certainly it's probably a good idea to release those, the pregnant females, the gravid females, and get those young right able to survive.
So that's a pretty unique situation in the fishing world, to have a live birth, right, from a fish. Most are eggs sprayed out into the ocean, but surf perch actually have live birth.
Right, yeah, it's right? really interesting feature of yeah. surf perch.
Are there other fish and... in the West Coast here that have live birth like that?
There are.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are other fish.
Yeah.
Surf perch are probably the most easily seen, readily yeah. seen fish that do that.
But most are eggs.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. All right. Very good. Good question there. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, jumping right back into the phones. How about we talk to Dave, who's calling us from Point Loma. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. My question is to the NOAA guy. Is it the responsibility of NOAA to let Mother Nature take its course so SeaWorld doesn't, you know, rescue all those seals and then repopulate? I mean, that's Mother Nature.
So we do have the SeaWorld and some of the other groups do rescue the sea lions and seals under a NOAA authority. They do have authority from NOAA, and it again is under the Marine Mammal Protection Act that we do have responsibility to manage that the marine mammal populations. We've had over the last few years have had pretty high numbers of strandings of sea lions as well as Guadalupe fur seals this past year. It's
a difficult situation.
Difficult situation. Parts of NOAA operate a little differently in terms of sea lion.
I know that you can't even comment on this, but it's got to just, because I know Charles. Charles is a fisherman.
Charles is a fisherman. He knows the
like,
pain.
I just can't imagine what, we all know what you have to say and what you have to feel. I'm not even going to ask you about it. It's just got to kill you. It just has to. And you don't even need to say anything, because I know it. Like, Charles, one of us. I get it.
Absolutely. I'm going to talk about one of my pet peeves, is everybody calling these seals. They're not seals. They're sea lions. Right, Charles?
Right. We have both here. We have seals and we have sea lions.
And there's a difference.
There is a difference. The most obvious difference, just looking at them, sea lions are going to have external ears, and seals are not going to have external ears. So we have two seals that are present in California. Harbor seals are the kind of spotted, gray, mottled-looking guys, and then elephant seals. And the males have the great big proboscis, their big nose.
Yeah.
We have both of them pretty heavily around here. And then we have California sea lions are the ones that you see everywhere. They bark. They're kind of climb on
Noxious.
The docks. They're up on the buoys. Bank. They're on the docks. They're on the bait
yeah,
barges.
Steal your fish.
Yeah. Those are...
So stop calling them seals. They're sea lions.
Call them whatever you want. You
yeah.
get rid of them.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. Our fishdope.com report is sponsored by the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, a friend to all sea lions. And his report is sponsored by Terrafin, sea surface temperature charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. Now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you everywhere you go on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest charts before you leave, and all the information is right there. Check Terrafin.com for more details. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, guys. Good morning. I'm trying to do my very best to not talk about California sea lions. Man, that was hard just listening to that for a second. And you did a great job avoiding that question. That was awesome. That was one of the most professional avoidance I've ever seen in my life. Thank you very much. When you go to one of my seminars, we don't avoid that at all. We get right in the middle of it. That's why they don't allow me to speak very often. But, hey, let's go back to talking about fishing for a little while. If you can find an area at San Clemente Island or at Catalina where there are no sea lions, you can do very, very well on the yellowtail right now. There's yellowtail all over both islands. It's all about where you can find it. It doesn't even have to be conditions anymore. It just has to be an area where there's not any of those animals, because the yellowtail are starving to death and they want to get on the boat because the water's getting a little warm and they just want to get in that bag in the back and lay in that ice where it's cool. So you got to get over to the islands and try to catch some of those yellows. Also, there's been some good scores on the backside there, Orange Rock area, on that sea bass at night there. And also on the front side, up on the other end of the island, in the middle of the island, there's been some good spots of sea bass there if you get lucky enough to get on it. It's all about putting in your time. And then that thing that's going on down below the border there, that bluefin thing, I went down there and tried it for the first time this year when we got lucky and we got one. Rick, wouldn't you agree? That's probably one of the hardest fighting fish I have ever caught. I've never seen a fish fight that hard. Those things pull harder than any yellowfin I ever caught. I didn't catch a 200-pounder, but I was pretty amazed by the amount of strength in those little bluefin tuna. We got a 70-pounder, and all that thing wanted to do was take line off that reel.
They pull very hard. This is just my opinion, no scientific base. I don't think they pull half as hard as a yellowfin does.
I never caught the giant yellowfin either.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
So you know both.
I'm not saying that these things are wimps, because they're not. That big one I got, it jacked me up, Dave. Like, I couldn't walk the next day. That being said, I think if I hooked that same 208-pound yellowfin on 50-pound and a 10-foot rod, I don't even think I would have got a chance to turn the handle.
Okay. All right.
But they
do pull like a son of a gun, man. Yeah, they pull pretty darn hard. It's pretty impressive, though, seeing those giant spots of fish down there jumping around.
It's unbelievable.
It's pretty impressive. If you haven't had a chance to go down there, let me tell you something. First of all, though, guys, you got to be on your A game. You really have to know what you're doing. The average guy isn't going to go down there. Don't get frustrated if you don't catch one. Go down there and check it out, though. You got to go see this. It's probably one of the most incredible things that ever happened in Southern California, just to watch the volume of that bluefin. I know the last couple of days the southeast wind's been blowing and it's kind of been down, but everybody that's been doing this for a living can tell you when the wind blows out of the east, the fishing is the least. So don't get discouraged. Those fish didn't go anywhere. They're going to come right back as soon as this little weather front goes through.
Is that the kind of the same thing as like when the wind from the south fish shut their mouth?
Right.
Is that kind of deal? Is that the way it works?
Yeah, except
that didn't work yesterday because the wind was from the south and they bit like crazy.
Oh, okay. Well, I was over at Catalina trying to find a spot where there was no sea lion.
We just have to have good excuses for every condition where we don't catch. Because if it's south wind and they bite good, we caught them because we had fish dope and we knew where to go and we're expert anglers. And if it's east wind and we caught them good, well, it's because we had fish dope and we're expert anglers. But if we don't catch in the winds from the south, you better believe it's the damn south wind. If that wasn't blowing, I would have loaded the boat.
All right, well, Dave, of course, fishdope.com. Dave's on it. He keeps on tabs and all the stuff is good. I had one of our listeners send me an email saying that they hired you to go out on their own boat, and they laughed and caught fish. They said it was a very entertaining and fun day and educational day of fishing, going fishing with Dave Hanschen. But the thing is, he gives information to Danny and the guys at Fish Dope, and if you want to save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com, $20 off by using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. And, Dave, if we want entertainment and fishing information, how do we find you?
Well, there's a couple different ways. First of all, I'll be at the Oceanside Angling Club Tuesday night doing a seminar there for the Oceanside Angling Club. It's at 7 o'clock. It's open to the public. They'd love to see some new faces in there. If you guys want to stop by and check it out, you can give me a call. I'll give you the directions there on where it's going to be out in Oceanside Harbor. And then you can call me at 949-374-0786. I'd love to come with you on your boat and teach you how to fish. And then if you want, you can also charter the 65-foot Hatteras I run out of Dana Point called the Wild and Sack. You get me on the same phone number. Hey, guys, Kelly and I are going to SeaWorld today to go look at the sea lions because I love looking at them down there. Because you know why?
Why?
I love this because they're in jail. They're going to make fun of them.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, my God. Now you just helped the environmental community by saying that. Hey, Dave, thanks a lot. By the way, if you want to really get jealous and see a great picture of the bluefin, I don't know if you heard us talking, that picture I posted on our website, hookup1090.com, that spot of bluefin tuna that Tom Green flew over, you got to check it out.
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Dave, have fun at SeaWorld petting the sea lions, and we'll talk
to you. Thank
you. All right.
Bye.
I'm sure that's what he'd do, right?
Oh, you better believe it. Well, hey, that's going to wrap up our fishdope.com report. Again, announcing Yamaha Outboards Wake Up the Season sales event. For that limited time, now through June 15th, you can purchase your select eligible Yamaha outboard, and it's going to come with up to a $500 in dealer credit towards the purchase of additional goods and services. Reliability starts here, Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha Outboards dealer today for more details.
There's a huge opportunity for you, and I can't believe they have spots, on the American Angler Day and a Half trip. The 22nd through the 24th. June 22nd through 24th. Day-and-a-half trip on the American Angler with availability. Unbelievable.
And these trips are so cool, too, because it's not like a lesser version. It's the same full crew, the same amazing food, the same American Angler, family and service. It's just an awesome opportunity to see what it's like doing the whole American Angler. This trip is run exactly as if it was a 14-day, just in a day and a half.
In a day and a half. So if you want a real great trip to try out the ultimate in long-range fishing and a day-and-a-half trip, American Angler, departing on the 22nd, coming back on the 24th of June. AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com, or just give Lori a call in the office, 619-224-5414. I'm sure if you don't jump on it, it will be full very quickly.
I bet you're right. Well, let's jump right back into the phones and talk to Carl. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, Carl. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning. I got three quick questions.
All right.
I want to know the TLD 20 or the 30, how they compare to your 12 or your 16 that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And then how much top shot of mono should you put on, or fluoro? And then size and color of your X-wraps and your poppers.
All right. Well, real quick, a TLD 20 and a TLD 30 is a larger graphite frame that certainly was a great reel at its time and still absolutely is. It's a really good reel. A Talica 12 versus 16 is a much smaller reel. It's we're casting a lot for this bluefin, whether it be flat falls or casting a sardine or even casting the popper. A Talica is much smaller, so it fits in your hand better, a much more castable reel. The spool weight weighs a lot less, so it's easier to make a cast with. As far as the top shot goes, kind of depends a little bit if you're sport boat fishing or if you're going to be private boat fishing. If you're on a sport boat, I would tend to go with a longer length of top shot, at minimum of a long casting distance, say 100 feet or longer.
Like Captain Ryan Boschen was talking about.
Exactly. On a private boat, you can get away with a little bit lesser with this big fish, but stretch is a good thing when you're pulling on big ones. You know, stretch.
Especially on a big boat, a little rough, rolly conditions.
Exactly. So I would let that dictate. If you're fishing on a private boat, maybe you fill it real full of Spectra, and if you're fishing a sport boat, a minimum of 100 feet, maybe even 100 yards, depending on if you go 12 or 16 for line capacity. And then the last one on the poppers, I would say my favorite is that Orca Pop 150, which is the larger size. I truly, truly believe color doesn't make a bit of difference. They're not easy to find, so if you can find a local tackle store that's got one, regardless of the color, you should snatch it up.
All right, very good. Now, speaking of poppers, you just got a new shipment at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
We did.
So you're loaded with poppers.
We're loaded now. Like, there was so many stoked guys that came in the store. It's like, how did you do this? Like, where? Because the largest class of popper is a very different. I mean, it's just the nature of the beast right now. That's the thing that everybody wants. Well, nobody expected poppers of giant size, like Panama size poppers, to be the end thing. So every tackle store sold what they had. Then every tackle store bought everything they could from all the distributors. Well, once the distributors run out, it's not an easy thing to come by. And fortunately, Doug has very good relationships with some of the manufacturers, and we're loaded.
You're
right
loaded.
Now.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Kurt in El Cajon is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Kurt, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Pete. This is Rick, you remember me from Oxkeel Wells.
Of course, Kurt. Good to go. Good morning.
Hey, all the fishermen out there, just to let them know that the guys from NOAA are really good guys, and that's helped Lyle with the bass tagging and now doing the cowcod tagging. So if they need information, give it to them. They're on our side.
Yeah.
Agreed.
When you see the observers like we talked about earlier in the show, they're on our side. They need that to support our fishing efforts, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I think there must be something in the Marine Animal Protection Act that has to do with depredation permitting and things like that. I know it was done in the 70s, and at that time there were probably real low numbers. But the population has come back on the sea lions, and so it probably is time to do an update on it. I don't think we're going to get rid of the act at all. So I know they're taking out sea lions on the Columbia River that were eating the endangered salmon at the locks there. So and they do have a outfit called the an agency called the Animal Damage Control, and I think they're out of the Department of Agriculture that does a lot of the mountain lion, coyote, and also ravens that were taking the endangered tortoises out of the desert. So there is an agency that can do the work to remove some of these lions that are threatening.
Well, we better get in touch with that agency, all right?
And Steve Crook, who always has our back, he sent me a message, too, saying that there is some literature in the act that, that is set aside for that, and so he's going to get us exactly what the what that is, so that when we take it to whatever it is, Act of Congress or whoever, we can at least have something, something to back it up. Yeah.
You have your legal right to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Very good.
Great, great comments,
Kirk. Who's the lucky guy that gets to do the... The removal.
I'll volunteer.
Me too. <Yeah. laughs> All right. Thanks a lot for the call. Good information, Kurt.
Thanks,
hey,
Kurt.
Let's talk boat show.
Yeah.
And the man himself, Mr. Duncan McIntosh, is on the line. Now, Duncan, of course, owns the Fred Hall shows along with Bart. And, of course, he's the Newport Boat Show guy. This is a new acquisition for Duncan McIntosh, the San Diego International Boat Show. Right, Duncan?
Yeah, that's right. We just... got this in February along with the Los Angeles Boat Show.
Yeah, fantastic. And that either you're going to step it up to the quality of the McIntosh Productions, and we're pretty excited about this Thursday in San Diego. Tell us about it.
Well, we're really excited about San Diego. That show's been growing for the last few years, unlike Los Angeles, and we're excited to be involved in it. We're considerably bigger than we were last year. They've been down there building docks all week, putting the marina together, and so we're expecting a real good show.
Fantastic. And I know you have everything from trailer-type boats, because I know our good friends from Inland Boat Center are going to be there with a bunch of their boats there, and I know we're going to have next Sunday, we're going to have Mark and the gang from Inland Boat Center on the show, and I know probably Kevin from West Coast Marine with his Parkers are going to be there, right, Duncan?
We do. We got a good lineup, especially in that sport fishing segment.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And you have big boats, too, right, in the water.
Well, we have the Super Yacht Society. It's been coming to that show now for a few years, and they have a special event one night. But they have one all into the dock with boats that are, I don't know, 80 feet and above. I think there was a – we were looking at how to tie up a 140-footer in there. So
that's so rad.
Wow.
That is so cool.
I think we solved that problem, but I haven't seen the final outcome of it yet.
Yeah, well, it's a great show. We talked about it all, this morning already, and we talked about it yesterday on our broadcast in Ensenada. What's really cool is some of these seminars that are going to be a part of the show, one of them being the immigration official is going to be coming with Fito Espinosa from the Hotel Corral and Marina and talking about getting the proper paperwork to enter Mexico, right?
You know, and I'm looking forward to sitting in on that one myself.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we talked all about that with Fito yesterday from Ensenada, and that's going to be a cool one. There's a bunch of them, and there's a bunch of great displays on if you have a boat already and you want to upgrade different things, there'll be a bunch of people there to talk to, right?
We have gear, accessories, we got electronics, a lot of people there with services. We can do just about anything you need.
Yeah, and it's all right across from the San Diego International Airport. I saw them setting up the docks yesterday right there at Spanish Landing. What about parking?
Well, there's the lot that's directly south of the show next to the Sheraton. Then we have Overflow, which is the old rental car lot across from the Sheraton, which we'll be using if we run out of the our main lot.
Very easy parking, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the show starts this Thursday at noon, right?
That's this Thursday at noon. Then every morning after that at 10, and we run until 7, except on Sunday we close at 6. And so this is a chance for all you kids to bring your dads to the show for Father's Day.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, next Sunday is Father's Day. $15, 12 and under. Kids are free. Active military are free. And it's a great time. You can purchase tickets online right now, right?
That's correct.
San Diego International Boat Show.com. Go down and see it. It's a great event. And Duncan, we're looking forward to it. We'll see you this coming Thursday through Sunday at Spanish Landing, literally right across the street from the International Airport, right next to the Sheraton Harbor Island.
Look forward to seeing you there.
All right. Thanks, Duncan, for joining us this morning.
Thanks for joining us.
You bet.
All right. Let's jump right back. We're going to actually take a real quick break. And when we come back, we got a lot more of your phone calls, more of this great fishing information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, you just heard Duncan talking about the San Diego International Boat Show. You know, there's boats, 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 over 200 vessels in the water and on dry land, free demos, tiki bar, kids zone, and all those great seminars we were talking about. You have questions about the immigration, what you need to go to Mexico, come to the seminars, and you can check all those seminars out online. San Diego International Boat Show.com.
It's just a really fun day. They have food trucks and beer gardens, a fairly fun kids zone where they have face painting and crafts, and it's just a really fun day to go down to the bay, check out some beautiful boats, and maybe even buy your brand new fishing boat, your brand new cruiser. They have big boats in the water, as we heard from Duncan. It's June 16th through the 19th at Spanish Landing Park East on Harbor Island, right across from the San Diego International Airport. Again, Thursday and Friday, it starts at noon, goes till 7, Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Admission is just $15, and kids 12 and under are always free, as is active duty U.S. military and personnel.
Take your dad to the boat show this weekend, Thursday through Sunday, at Spanish Landing, right across from the airport next to the Sheraton. It's a great event.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Been a very busy morning. If you want to get through, still time, 858-457-1090.
All right, let's jump back in the phone.
You got it. Well, we got some very patient callers on the line. Why don't we talk to Tom, calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, good morning. Actually, I am down here at the docks, and I talked to Rachel. She had a number of good interviews, and she left. She said she finished her work, so she's on her way.
There you go.
Excellent. It was great to see the both the independents came in. Jeff Dubois had a very nice run. They were down the ridge, but the Red Rooster's unloading now. Actually, they finished. I don't think I've ever seen so many 100 or 200 pound tuna. Incredible.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so it's a they're going good from down here. I'm still waiting to get a local one that is half as big as Rick's.
Well, you know what the amazing thing is, Tom, is if you don't get on a boat and go fishing, you're never going to catch one.
That is as true a statement as they come.
I tell you, I told you last year, I personally shut the bite down about four times. I'm going out soon.
Okay, well, don't go out this week because I'm going to finally be able to.
I'll stay away.
All right, thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right, how about we jump back into him and talk to Chuck? He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Chuck.
Morning.
A couple things. One, just a statement. What some people don't realize about nymphs, my wife, when I met her, worked for them. And they also do all the seafood inspection at canneries as they come off the dock to make sure that the products are healthy and everything else. There's no mercury. And that's another thing they do to kind of protect us from, you know, what can be out there as far as what the fishing goes. The other thing I had, Rick, I've got a Torium 30, the old style model. Is that going to work on 50 pound with one of the new bluefins, or am I going to have to upgrade for something for that?
I mean, I would definitely say that it would work for sure. Is it the single most ideal? And if you had a bunch of money burning a hole in your pocket, is that the particular reel you go buy? Probably not. But that is a reel that has good gears and has good drags and holds an appropriate amount of line. So yes, it absolutely would work. And I mean, they're not all they're all big. I mean, I don't think I have seen a bluefin that's been under 40 pounds this year. But the majority of them are 50 to 75 pounds, and that reel is definitely capable of taking a fish of that size. But, you know, there's no reason to beat around the bush. If you hook a 150-pounder, you're going to really have your work cut out for you on that size reel. So, you know, you got to just take it for what it's worth. Is it capable of doing what you want to do? It absolutely is, but it's going to be towards the undergun side, but still appropriate.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Kenny in Hawaiian Gardens, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I think the boat I was on last week had a sea lion magnet on it. You know, I lost one to the dogs, so It was kind of a bummer. But hey, now at Jim's Sunglasses, I have a pair of Piahis. Someone told me that I could send those in and have them redone, like the matte finish on them is kind of coming off and stuff. Do you guys have any information on that?
If you go to MauiJim.com, or you can link it right through our website, hookup1090.com, they have a repair tab, and you just send it in to repair. I think it's like $50 to do a complete refurb, something like that, of the glasses, and they send them right back to you. It's
so
amazingly
cool.
Fast service. So anything, broken lens, a refurb on the finish, whatever it may be, you send them Maui Jim for a nominal fee. They'll make them brand new, if not even just send you a brand new pair. They do that a lot.
Their customer service is top notch.
Yeah, it's beyond, for sure. So that's an easy one, man. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, speaking of Maui Jim, don't forget, those of you that are lucky enough to have a ticket for the captain's reception tomorrow at the Ballyhie restaurant, starts at 5:30 with the Wicked Tuna guys. They're all flying in tomorrow,
so
cool. It's going to be so much fun. And then they have the two-day trip on the three boats to see who is the winner this year of Tuna Wars 2016. But captain's reception is first. Going to be a great event. And anybody that buys $500 worth of raffle tickets for this unbelievable raffle they put together, going to get a free pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. That's up to a $300 value. So bring your money, bring your credit card, bring your checkbook, and all that money, 100% of that money, is going to go to taking kids fishing, thanks to Rollo Kids.
That's pretty darn cool. Doug in Montebello, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Doug.
Yeah, I got two questions here, one for Pete and one for Charles. Pete, what did you guys discuss in the CCA meetings, because you're the board member? And then for Charles, in front of a title, how much time do we have to make a run for it?
What was that? Doug, the question for Charles, could you repeat that again?
In case of a tidal wave, how much time will we have in case to make a run for it?
Until the wave gets there. don't know the answer to that. It's probably dependent on where you are, how big the wave is, where it's coming from.
Yeah, where it comes from is probably important, right?
You know, with these earthquakes and these tsunamis that are coming, we've gotten quite a warning before the, earthquake on the other side of the Pacific, before the tsunamis reached us.
Doug, I have a feeling that you're going to be safe in Montebello. I don't think you need to see
Montebello, you're probably okay.
You're okay. You don't have to seek higher ground there. Anyway, as far as what do we discuss during the CCA board meetings, we discuss how to make our fishing opportunities better. period. That's pretty much it. And what types of things, rigs to reef, building new reefs, regulations, such like that. It's all about making our fishing better, and we certainly hope we're going to achieve that for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up we talk to Norman, who's calling us from San Diego. Hi, Norman. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a question for Charles. I looked at the NLPA map here, and there's both state marine reserves and federal marine reserve areas. And I was wondering how these are set up. I mean, do these agents, whoever's in charge, do they, these agencies ever talk to each other? I mean, it seems like state and federal are, I just have separate jurisdictions in the same water. Is that the situation?
So as a general rule, the state has jurisdiction within 3 miles, and the feds have jurisdiction from 3 miles on out. From a species management perspective, we split it that way as well as we split management by species. So under the Pacific Fisheries Management Council, which is our sort of our version of the Fish and Game Commission, we manage salmon, we manage groundfish, we manage highly migratory species, which are tuna and billfish and thresher, mako, blue sharks, and we manage coastal pelagic species, which is sardine, mackerel, anchovy. And so we manage those in and out of state waters cooperatively with actually the four states on the West Coast.
What are state waters?
Within 3 miles.
3 miles.
3 miles from shore, correct.
Okay, so that's mostly just a distance from, I guess, the shore.
Correct. Yeah, primarily a distance from shore issue.
Does that include, like, Catalina Island and the islands? Or the...
Correct. State waters are still 3 miles off of the island.
Off of the any island. Of the islands correct. Offshore. Okay.
I see. Right. Okay, because it seems like these they're just this hopscotch of a checkerboard of these no-take zones, but it doesn't look coordinated, just like here and there and between the state and federal. I mean, is there any particular way to a justification for that, or is it?
Yeah, each protected area or each closure area is implemented for its own. For its own reasons. Some are time, some are area, some are habitat protective. We have some of the federal closures we have are the big ones are the rockfish conservation areas, and particularly the yellow eye or the cowcod conservation areas in Southern California. And those are really areas that you can fish tuna in those areas because it's surface waters, but it's close to bottom fishing. It's close to rockfish fishing. Commercially we have some other closures that various commercial fisheries are closed during parts of the year in certain areas. The state closures are really for different things often.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to Brian calling us from Claremont. Hey, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
How are you doing? I just wanted to find out some info on the Avett reel for local yellowtail fishing. What do you recommend?
Local yellowtail fishing is primarily done with, like a 25 to 30 pound size reel. And in that lineup, it would be like an MXJ up through a JX size. You know, they're kind of small, kind of mid range size, an MXJ, an MXL, or a JX.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call. John and Van Nuys, just about 30 seconds left. John, are you with us?
Yes. Yeah. I was wondering if you can recommend a rod for throwing poppers at the tuna. I was looking at the Shimano Talus. I think it's open water, 7.2, extra heavy or heavy. What do you think?
I think that would definitely be a good call. You've got the balance you have to decide, and there's not a right or wrong answer, is whether you want to go shorter rod, which is going to give you more leverage pulling on the fish, or longer rod, which is going to give you more distance casting your popper. And I would say from 7 to 8 feet, 8-foot rod is what I've found to be ideal for myself, whether it's a Talus or a Therese or a Terramar or a Calstar, something in that fairly heavy 8-foot rod, something that's going to fish you, 40, 50 pounds, something like that would be ideal.
And as far as poppers go, the Shimano Orca Popper, Rick's partner, Neil, is one of his favorites. And then that Williamson Popper Pro, too, is another great one to try out. So hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot. Good luck on the bluefin.
When we come back, we're going to be giving away a pair of Olakai Ohana sandals. You got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
For over 5 decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800. Or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
With Wynn fishing rod grips, feeling is believing. Wynn superior polymer grip technology puts control and comfort literally in the angler's hand. Experience Wynn's tacky sure grip security in wet, dry, cold, or hot conditions. Wynn makes grips for all types of fishing rods. Whether building a new rod or overwrapping your current cork or EVA, you will feel the Wynn grip difference. Check WynnGripsFishing.com. To learn more or find a dealer. Wynn Fishing Rod Grips. Feeling is believing. If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5-THAVEINS.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 10-9. You're right. The big winner of those Ohana Olakai sandals is going to Brian in Claremont. Brian, congratulations. I'm telling you, you are going to love those Olakai.
You are going to love it. And Charles from NOAA, thank you for taking the time, and thank you for your efforts, and continue our fishing here with your hard work.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Pete and Rick.
Charles, yeah, sure. And if somebody wants more information on NOAA and the work you guys do?
Yeah, you can... Our website is NOAA.gov, NOAA.NIMS.gov, and I work for the West Coast region, and you can get me an email at charles.villafana@noaa.gov.
All right. Very good. charles.villafana@noaa.gov.
Correct.
All right. Thanks, Charles. Appreciate that. We'll look forward to seeing you again soon. We'll look forward to having you back. And thank you, by the way, for Dave and Scott Williams, the third-place finishers of the Rancho Leonero Tournament, for coming in, guys. Appreciate that very much. And thank you for listening today. It's been a great weekend this weekend. It's going to be a great weekend next week. Brad Stoller from Rapala and Williamson Lures will be here talking lures. How appropriate is
Perfect.
That? Next Saturday in the studio with us. And then next Sunday, along with that San Diego Boat Show, Mark and the gang from Inland Boat Centers will be here in the studio with us. That's going to be a great show. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, this is unprecedented tuna fishing here right on our coast. We hope you can get out and take advantage of it. So do it now while it's here, and we'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.